Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading comes from Psalm 7. O Lord my God, in you I have taken refuge. Save me from all those who pursue me and rescue me. Or he will tear my soul like a lion, dragging me away while there is no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is injustice in my hands, if I have done evil to my friend, or have plundered my enemy for no reason, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Raise yourself against the rage of my enemies and stir yourself for me. You have ordered judgment. Let the assembly of the peoples encompass you and return on high over it. The Lord judges the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness and my integrity that is in me. Please let the evil of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous. For the righteous God puts hearts and minds to the test. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who shows indignation every day. If one does not repent, he will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and taken aim. He has also prepared deadly weapons for himself. He makes his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, an evil person is pregnant with injustice, and he conceives harm and gives birth to lies. He has dug a pit and hollowed it out, and has fallen into the hole which he made. His harm will return on his own head, and his violence will descend on the top of his own head. I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
Contention can cause painful injury, especially when we feel misunderstood or wrongly accused. If someone speaks untruths about us, it seems as though salt is being poured into the wound. A typical first reaction is self-defense and an attempt to claim our rights. Yet God's Word teaches a different approach. Contrary to our natural inclinations, the proper response to criticism and conflict is humility. In Psalm 7, David laments being persecuted, but immediately asks the Lord to test his own heart and reveal if he's done anything wrong. Then, instead of taking matters into his own hands, he asks the Lord to vindicate him. Romans 12, verse 19 reminds those of us who are believers never to take our own revenge, but rather to leave vengeance to God. As verse 21 tells us, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." In other words, we must leave the situation with God and trust Him to vindicate us in His time and way. We should ask ourselves, am I willing to check my own motives before pointing a finger or becoming defensive? Jesus said we're to bless those who curse us. So let's ask Him for the grace and humility to examine our own heart and trust Him to be our defender.